Well, good morning, everyone, and I hope you're having a great Thursday. Today is August the 6th. It's crazy. It's hard to believe that we're into August already, and so we're glad to have you tuned in to the Pulse WV Live this morning from our Connect Center in the great state of West Virginia. Hope you're having a great day and getting up out of bed. I entitled today's show, Before the Shave. And I think that's a neat little name, Before the Shave, you know, because it's early and I haven't shaved yet. Not that you can even tell, but, you know, it's like I need to shave. But I just I live real close here, so I didn't really have the time to do it. It's currently raining here in the great state of West Virginia where we are, and in the great state of Putnam County. And so I appreciate those that texted me yesterday, and we're really concerned about our grass, and I want you to know that our grass is coming along quite better because of your prayer. So thank you for praying for our grass. Man, we're really excited about today's program. I'm going to try to keep you for about a half hour. It's about 8:16 Eastern Standard Time today, and I want to appreciate the ones that are watching the program and watching it all over the world. This is being boosted all over, so we're thankful for the ones that that watch it. We encourage you to share it. If you can do something for me, if you could go over to our YouTube channel, the Pulse Gasaway and the Pulse Winfield, and if you could subscribe to both of those YouTube channels, I would really appreciate that. Pastor Jay would really appreciate that. He's got some great messages on there as well as me. We're also on podcast. The Pulse Live on podcast. I encourage you to check that out. There's messages from Pastor Jay as well as me from way, way, way back, so you can enjoy those messages as well. Then we started a brand new podcast for this show, and so you can catch it on, let me see, there's three different places that you can get it. Hold on here just a minute. Let me make sure. I think one of them is, let's see, one of them is podcast, the other is Google Play, and the other one is Spotify. I think Spotify would be a good name for a dog. Hey, Spotify, come here, man. So anyway, welcome to the program today. Hope you're doing good. I was up late last night listening to Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and he does a news program at 11:45, and so I was watching his program last night, and let's see here. Low internet speed. Continue broadcasting. Yes, I think we want to continue to broadcast. We just got new internet down here, so hopefully it'll pick up. It says the quality's bad. Do y'all think the quality's bad? Let me look here. I don't know if it is or not, so let's see here. No? I think it looks all right. Yeah, got a little glare on my head, but other than that, I think we're okay. Seems like we're fine. So it's trying to lag a little bit, but maybe we can pick it back up here. There it goes. So anyway, I was on. I was watching Jonathan Shuttlesworth's program last night. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go over and to watch at least last night or maybe all some of the other episodes. It's an app called Revival Today. What Revival Today, Jonathan Shuttlesworth. And so he does a program about in the news, and he goes over a lot of things that are going on in the news, and it's uncensored, a lot of it. So, but anyway, he said call in. He was wanting people to call in last night, so I called in. And I was the first caller, and so we talked for a good, you know, 2-3 minutes, and it was really awesome. He wants to come down and preach at the Pulse Church there in Gasaway because he lives in Pittsburgh, so he's wanting to come down and preach. So I think it's real good. He's just one of those guys that I would just like to really kind of sit down and just pick his brain and chat with. You ever have people that are like that you really like to maybe sit down and just talk to? So anyway, I want to do that. So I was pretty excited to be on his program last night. Christian school. Let me talk about that for just a moment. Our Christian school, Lighthouse Christian Academy, was the name of the Christian school for years. Kelly Wayne started that Christian school in Braxton County, and Kelly is taking care of her parents, and she was ready to step out. So We went through a rebranding of Lighthouse Christian Academy to the Pulse Christian Academy. And so us doing that, we're doing a interesting concept. It's called the University Model. 2 days at home for the children, 2 days in the classroom taking English and math. And so we're working on being able to do that in Putnam County as well as Braxton County. So if you are interested, if you don't like what the public school system is doing, we would love to have a conversation with you to possibly bring in your children to the Pulse Christian Academy. Let me give you a phone number. It's 304-364-4370. 304-364-4370. So several of the classes will be online, and then you will have math and English in the classroom, and we're looking at that having a teacher, educated teacher in the classroom. So we're excited about it. We're excited about the opportunity to be able to help educate the children and being a part of families. Then we also have a daycare. It's called the We Care Daycare, and it's a name that I had created back in 1998 and never did anything with it until this past year. And we launched right about the same time that the coronavirus decided to make its way here. And so with that happening, it's had its ups and downs of trying to keep children and staff and keep everybody going. But we're wanting to tie that in with the Christian school, because I know that, like in Braxton County, for an example, they're doing a 5-day school week, but they're cutting out at noon. So that leaves people, you know, that have jobs that and their children are at school. That has a place. They need a place to put them. So we at the We Care Daycare can handle children from ages 2 to 13. And then if you decide to join the Christian school, then we can be able to work both with the daycare as well as the Christian school. So a lot of great things that are going on. Pastor Jay Mace and his staff are working very diligently to be involved in the Christian school, and he's the administrator, so we're pretty excited about that. Let me give you an email address, info@thepulsechristianacademywv.com. And so the Pulse Christian Academy, WV.com, or you can call the school at 304-364-4370. And that's the Pulse Christian Academy, and we're pretty excited about that. Hey, enjoyed the show yesterday. I thought it was a fun time, and we hit several things yesterday. I have my notes here. We talked about Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. But Christ, who lives in me, we talked about that. And we also talked about in Philippians chapter 3:13, forgiving those things which are in the past. So we have to forget those things. We have to train ourselves to forget the past. I was watching Jesse Duplantis last night. He was on Kenneth Copeland. It was Kenneth Copeland's doing a series right now, and it's live. I don't know where they're at, but so we watched it last night. And one thing that, and this is what we're going to get into today, is Jesse Duplantis was saying that he doesn't sin every day. And so we're going to talk about that today, because I think that it's an interesting thing for us to talk about. And it's one thing that I think that church doesn't necessarily agree with. And it's really sad, because I think it's counterproductive of what the church really is. So let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you, God, for the rain. We thank you that our grass is growing, that it's not dying. And Father, we pray for gardens all over the state and all over the world, and farmers that need it to rain to be able to harvest the crops. And Father, we just pray that you will just help each one today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for this group of people that are joining today to be able to hear your word. And Father, I just pray that we can just minister just a little bit And we give you thanks and praise and honor for it in Jesus' name. I'm after our program this morning, I'm headed to Braxton County. Got to go up there and take care of a few things, and pretty excited about headed back to Braxton today. A lot of exciting things are going on. We pray at 8 p.m. every night. You could go over to our Facebook page. You like the coffee cup in the picture? I ran out of cream, and this is like, Christy likes hazelnut, fat-free. Yeah. It's not the greatest, but I guess it works for decaf coffee. I encourage you to switch to decaf coffee because it's better for you. And so we just want you to know that. So anyway, Jesse DePlantis last night was talking about, sinning and how, you know, he doesn't sin every day. He says he has to work hard to sin. And, you know, of course, a lot of people say in the churches today that we are a sinner saved by grace, and we're always a sinner, and we're always going to be a sinner. But it's contrary to the Word of God, and I'll show you today why it is contrary to the Word of God. I do want to give you a scripture that's totally off course here before we get started. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Let me go back over to 2 Timothy 1, 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Here's what it says. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He's talking to the church here. He's saying that you do not have, he's not giving you the spirit of fear. So if you have the spirit of fear on you to where you're scared of stuff and you constantly are saying that and you're talking about being afraid, that's the spirit of fear. And you're not supposed to have the spirit of fear on you. You know, if a non-Christian has fear, then you can understand it. But a Christian to have fear. Now, you know, there's some godly fear there. You know, it's like, I don't like snakes. But that's okay, you know, because I don't like snakes. And I know probably a lot of you all don't like snakes. But, you know, am I scared of snakes? Well, I don't like them. Let me just say that. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. And he's talking about us, you-uns and us-uns. The spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, what's the power for? Maybe we can get into that tomorrow, the power, the love, and of the sound mind. Had somebody put something on Facebook said, why do I hate certain individuals or certain things? You know, and here's the thing. You can't, if you're a Christian, you cannot hate. You cannot hate people. See, because what we forget is the conflict is not between you and that person. And let me give you a scripture. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against principalities and the powers and rulers of darkness of this world. And so what we're fighting against is not flesh or blood. It's impossible for you to have to fight against flesh or blood. Why? Because the Bible says so. But it's against principalities and the powers and rulers of darkness of this world. That's in part of the study tonight or today. So let's get into this. In 1 John, go over there. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John, here we go. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, I'm going to give you a couple things here. As one of my mentors used to say, James Ashworth, he's in heaven now. But he used to say, I'm going to give you a golden nugget. And so I'm going to give you a golden nugget here. We're going to dissect this scripture. We may not get very far today, but that's okay. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. Okay, so if the scripture says that you sin not, that he would rather you not sin, then did he give us a plan that we couldn't live? Did he give us a plan that we couldn't live? Because basically what we're saying here and what he's saying here in the scripture, to sin not. Okay? So he's telling us to sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He doesn't say, and when any man sins. See, that's the thing. It's not when, it's if any man sins. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, what people do is, Christy was praying yesterday, that's my wife, and she was praying. She said, Lord, she said, let our heart be hurt for anything that hurts you. And it goes back to conviction. It's like, do we have conviction like we used to have years ago? It's almost like, okay, if you do sin, do you feel bad about it? Do you feel bad about it? If you are embezzling, do you feel bad about it? If you're lusting, do you feel bad about it? If you are committing adultery, do you feel bad about it? You know, do you feel conviction? See, it's one thing to not be convicted, which is very dangerous, but then it's another thing that if you do feel the conviction power of the Holy Spirit, then that means that God is working with you and you haven't been turned over to a reprobate mind. But if you don't feel any conviction over these things, then let me tell you something, then that's a dangerous spot to be, and you don't want to be in that spot. So I want to encourage you today. Let's talk about some of the things that maybe that trip you up. You know, a lot of times, fear and greed and lust and porn and adultery, all these kind of things, hatred, gossip, backbiting, all these kind of things that the Bible talks about as not being the fruits of the Spirit, but the working of the flesh. See, these kind of things are what he's talking about. If any man sins, then we have an advocate with the Father, but I'd rather you not do it. I'd rather you not sin. That's what he's saying here. And you could really get deep into this. But he says here, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what he's saying there is that if we confess our sins and you feel that conviction power, you feel the conviction power of the Holy Spirit, and you say, God, I have messed up. I have sinned. And then you take it to a step further, but you say, Lord, help me to never do that again. What did he tell the man at the pool of Bethesda? You know, he healed him, but then he said, go and sin no more. Now, here's the thing. If Jesus says to go and sin no more, then there's got to be a way to do it. Because Jesus wouldn't just tell somebody to go and sin no more. Well, we're human, and we're always going to sin, and we're always going to mess up, and we're always going to do this. Well, let me ask you something. Then rip that out of the scripture there that says that what Jesus just said there with the man at the pool of Bethesda, just go ahead and rip that out, because he said to go and sin no more. Jesus wouldn't tell us something that we couldn't do, because Jesus would never lie. So these are things that we have to understand within the scripture, because, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. So we want to make sure that we do not sin and we stay out of the sin business. I want to go and dissect this down because I'm interested in the cross reference for this. Let's see what the New Living Translation. My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. That's a really good translation. So he's telling us to get out of the sin business. The church needs to get out of the sin business. Church, we need to live right. We need to live right. Now, is there areas of all of our lives that God's working with? Absolutely. But it should be hard for us to sin, not easy for us to sin. And so many people today are so easily persuaded, not only that, but they anger so fast. You know, there's people that anger so fast, so carnal, and we can talk about carnality for a long, long time. I want to thank everybody for joining us today for the Pulse WV Live. I am John Fowler. I'm the host of the program and senior pastor of the Pulse Church, and what an honor to be a part of what God is doing in Winfield, as well as what God is doing in Gassaway in West Virginia. The Pulse got its name. I can never take credit for the name of the Pulse, and the reason why is because the Lord named it. And how that all happened was we were trying to come up with a name, and we were working on a name, and I was thinking, man, the center of the state, you know, could you call it the Heartbeat? Well, you couldn't call it the Heartbeat because that would make the Ford guys mad and at that time. So, you know, I thought, wow, you know, what could we call this thing? And so the Pulse came to my mind, and it's Psalm 51:10, a church that beats to the heart of God. And so we're really excited about what God's doing. The Winfield campus is going to be celebrating its third anniversary this Sunday. And so I can't believe it that it's been 3 years already. And the one in Gassaway is working on its sixth year. So let me tell you something. Church ministry is not easy. Hey, we'll take your comments this morning. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not out of bed yet, we'd love to be able to talk to you this morning and give us your thoughts on these things. So we know what the scripture says. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 tells us to sin not. So we don't want to sin. We want to get out of the sin business. And then he tells us what goes on along with that. Oh, wow, there's 2,000 customers in West Virginia without service this morning, and mostly in Jackson County. So pray for those people in Braxton County that their electric gets back on. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3 through 5 says this. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." This is what we were talking about earlier. For the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, what we do as Christians is we're very carnal. Look up the word. People wear their feelings on their fingertips. People will lash out and say anything that they want to see. You see that a lot on Facebook, where people hide behind their profile. What our pastor James Wright used to say, and still does to this day, that there are people that are gutless wonders out there that won't face to face, you know, talk about things. But does it really matter? I mean, you can win the argument but lose the man, and so, you know, do you really want to do that? And so what you have to understand is, well, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, or I'm going to tell him what I think, or I'm going to be, well, right there you're in trouble because you've got a bunch of I in that. So you want to be careful there. But what he's saying here is that though we walk in the flesh, we do not have to war after the flesh. So if somebody doesn't like you, if somebody has a conflict about you, if somebody is upset with you about something, understand something. That we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Now, if they have a good reason for being upset with you, make it right. But if your heart's clear and you're not being hard-headed about things, then you have to move on from that. It says here, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. So that means the weapons that we have for our warfare are not carnal. That means it's not fleshly, it's spiritually. There's a revelation on that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what that means, that We have to fight the battle not in the flesh, but fight the battle in the spirit. And then we have to be careful about how much fighting that we want to do, because God is the one who fights our battles. God is the one who fights our battles. And he wants us to stand, but he wants to fight the battle for us because he does a better job at it. But yet, we are in the heat of the battle, and so we need to allow God to fight the battle. And I think what happens many times, I've seen it in church, you know, over the last 30 plus years, I've seen, you know, so many battles that have taken place that should not have happened, but they did. People walk away because of their carnality. But here's the thing, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now let's talk about a stronghold. A stronghold is something that will attach itself to you like a leech, so to speak. It'll attach itself to you like a growth, a stronghold will. And what a stronghold would be, like for an example, if you open up an eye gate, or if you open up something, you know, that it will haunt you the rest of your life. If you gossip real bad, you know, that's like a stronghold. That, you know, if you backbite and gossip and commit adultery and fornication, these kind of things, that's a stronghold. That's a stronghold, and that stronghold can be broken off of you, and you never have to look back and never have to do it again. All you have to do is ask Jesus to help you to be able to do that, to get through that. So for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You got to get rid of the strongholds in your life. Although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It's a spiritual battle that you're going through. And I think that we forget that many, many times because they hurt my feelings, or they did this, or this. It's always back to that person. Look, it's impossible to have a conflict with an individual because it's a spiritual, because we wrestle not against flesh or blood. We don't wrestle against flesh or blood. Husband and wife has an argument because the husband did this or husband or the wife did this. Understand something. It's not between the flesh. It's a spiritual thing. Satan trying to destroy your home. Satan trying to destroy your children. The problem is we many times are trying to fight the battle in the flesh instead of on our knees in the spirit. Come on, preach, Brother John. You know it's true. And so if we can get through that and break those strongholds, casting down imaginations on every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. So what do you think about all day? What do you talk about all day? Let me ask you something. Are you talking more about your mountain? Are you talking more about the challenge in your life than what you're talking about with the one who can solve it, which is Jesus? That right there tells you where your heart is. If you are talking more about what's going on in your life than instead of the person who can fix it. You know, many times there's a song that I heard one time. It's like, we talk about the mountain more than the mountain mover. And so we need to quit that. We need to get back to fighting the battle in a spiritual aspect instead of going and fighting in the flesh. And that's what we do. But you know, the thing about it is, you know, we grew up and preachers didn't really talk about stuff like that, but you know, it's really the truth. And so I want to encourage you today to be a part of that process of getting your life cleaned up and allowing God to help you. He can. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He can help you. He can help you, and you can get through this thing. You just have to work through it. God's faithful. God is so faithful. I'll try to keep you down to 30 minutes. Let me pray for you today. We'll get into the rest of this later on. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name for the ones that are watching, the ones that are going to be watching. And Father, I pray for those that are struggling today, Father, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Father, we just lift them up to you, and we pray, Father, that you'll move on behalf of these people that are watching today. Father, I just pray that you love them real good, and I thank you, God, for that. And I also want to let you know that you can accept Jesus, because time is short. Time is so short. Just ask God to forgive you of your sins. Just ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. And I ask you to come into my life and live. And Lord, I just pray that you use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. And it's in the name of Jesus. See, it's that simple. The simplicity of salvation is so simple that the devil makes it difficult. And the reason why you want to be saved is because you don't want to go to hell. You say, well, if God is such a loving God, he wouldn't send me to hell. Well, he doesn't send you to hell. You send yourself to hell. And the challenge is, what God does will walk you to the gates of hell and drop you off. Because that's what you choose. You chose. That's why heaven is going to be so cool, because of the fact is that the people that are there want to be there. It's like, you don't want to go. God's saying, you got free will. You don't have to go if you don't want to. But he would rather us do. Hey, I hope you have a great day. Don't forget, go over to our YouTube channel. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And we ask you to like our pages. We ask you to share this this broadcast today of the Pulse WV Live. The podcast is also on podcast as well as Google Play and Spotify. And remember, you do not have to sin. You do not have to sin. Take an evaluation of yourself. Ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? Get in the Word of God. Begin to pray. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Pulse WV Live. Tim Morris, John Sandy, Christy Fowler, along with myself, will be on Facebook Live talking about all the latest news from the week. So we'll see you in the morning around 8 o'clock. I'll try to be back on. Hope you enjoyed the show today called Before the Shave. Have a great day, everybody.